Hello, and welcome to the Minimalist Tech Podcast, where we talk about technology and minimalism and where the two things intersect. And one of the things that, if you're on the minimalist journey and you're decluttering a lot of stuff, the digital minimalism is, it's something that requires constant evaluation because there's so much input, like the most popular websites, like YouTube as an example, there's so much more video that's uploaded on a given day than anyone could ever possibly want to try to even watch ever. Like, it's just, it's impossible, right? Like, in one day, like, you couldn't spend your whole life watching all of the content that was uploaded to YouTube in a single day. It's just, it's a massive amount. And that's just one website, right? There's video, there's articles, there's, like, new software, there's all sorts of stuff. All this, like, digital forms of entertainment, you know, there's new music and there's new movies, and a lot of this stuff is amazing. Right? A lot of this is really high quality, fun, engaging stuff. But, you know, any time there's like that shiny new toy or really just that interesting thing that you see, it's like, for me, it's like, you know, it's a new piece of software and I want to check it out and see what it's like. And it's easy to grossly underestimate the amount of time that these things require. Like, if you just see a commercial for a new TV show and you're like, "Ooh, I want to watch that," that could alter your life in terms of, you know, your schedule and how much time for quite a while, right? Like, that interest in just watching that one show could end up spending you, I don't want to say costing you, you know, if it's an hour an episode and then they have several seasons, I mean, you know, you could spend 36 hours more. And, you know, it's not just the hour itself to sit down to watch it. It's the time preparing for it, the time afterwards, the mental space that's taken up now with the content. What I'm saying is, like, a lot of these, like, things that are cool and interesting and fun and new and, or maybe just something you weren't aware of, if you have a curious mind, you have to constantly evaluate whether or not you're, well, you first have to be clear and give yourself a more realistic expectation of how much time engaging in that activity is going to consume and whether or not you're willing to spend that time or whether you have that time to spend or whether or not your time should be or could be spent doing something that's going to push you forward towards something that you want, some goal you want to achieve, right? Whatever that happens to be, if you know, you have to decide what is more important. It's just so easy to get caught up in the stream and flow of information and entertainment that it's easy to just kind of get pushed down the river. And, you know, it's fun and there's little like rapids and, you know, it's always a good time. There's always fun to be had on the stream, right? There's always, you know, there's always something new, exciting, fun. It's crazy. Like, so we're like spoiled with so much amazing stuff. You know, new devices coming out all the time, new movies, new music, you know, new products, new stuff, new games, new software, new, like, in, you know, it could be educational stuff too, it could be whatever. It's just like we have such an unbelievable abundance of information and entertainment available to us at any given moment. That, you know, if you're not constantly evaluating whether or not those things are in line with your personal goals, like you can end up spending, you know, your life, if you just allow the thing to happen to you, as opposed to setting some sort of goal that you're actively moving towards, or prioritizing a goal, you know, you could find yourself in 10 years, like maybe thinking in the back of your mind, like, oh, I had a goal to do that thing, but I never really took any action on it because I was just having fun with all the information and entertainment. And so, you know, if you decide for yourself early that that's like, that's your priority, right? If your priority is to keep yourself entertained, as long as it's a conscious decision, fine. There's nothing wrong with that. What's troubling is that, you know, you have to know whether you have really even asked yourself what you want, honestly, right? And so this is the second point that I wanted to bring up, which is when you're like, I would consider myself at this point a minimalist that's transitioning towards extreme minimalism. I'm not an extreme minimalist yet. Some people might consider like minimalism extreme minimalism. So, you know, I'm just on my minimalism journey, right? But I see myself going to what I consider extreme minimalism. But there's whatever category of stuff that you have that you're trying to get rid of or trying to downsize. You know, if you look at like the Marie Kondo kind of style, where you look at category to category, everybody has a category that's really difficult that you don't start with. Like, you know, some people can do it where they do like a packing party and they get rid of everything right away, or they just like have a moment where they just shed everything. But that's not how I've gone about this. I've gone about this in like a slow, methodical process of like paring down stuff, you know, evaluating whether things are important or not, whether they fit, starting to get more grounded in reality and dealing with what are my goals, what I really want to accomplish, do I have realistic time frames in place, am I taking action on these things realistically, and you know, you just start to be able to do that kind of thing more once you give yourself the space where you can think. And most of us are like underwater in terms of how many things that are sort of floating around unresolved, whether it's just like a pile full of papers somewhere, or whether it's like some sort of half-baked project that you started that you thought was interesting and then you might wanted to do someday, but you didn't, you know, you're not really focused on that on a regular basis. And there could be many things like that. And, or maybe you just like haven't really thought about it. It's more subconscious goals. It's like if you gave yourself the space to think about it, you might realize how important something might be to you. Or, you know, it could be whatever. It might be someone that's important to you, or just more clarity of whatever you want to do with your life. So, so when you get to like the initial stages, sort of going back to the Marie Kondo thing, like you get through, like, let's say there's five categories of stuff that you need to minimize or you choose to minimize. Let's say you get through the first four. That last category, whatever it is, I'm just using five as a random number, but assuming fifth is like the last category, which is usually like the more sentimental items, the things that some sort of emotional connection, maybe not fully like aware, conscious, like what that is and why you're having such a difficulty letting go of something, or you have such an emotional connection towards the stuff. Like it gets hard to part with your stuff, right? And what I think is there's a difference between, how do I explain this? The way I think about it is, like, for me, when I was, I think initially one of the things that inspired me about minimalism was seeing luxurious homes. And what was a constant theme was how simple and minimal and sort of essential, in sort of essentialist, minimalist style, these higher-end luxury homes were. Like, even if, you know, they would generally have one large window that's a single pane of glass as opposed to, like, separated in sections, you know? There's, like, the most minimal amount of visual clutter possible. And when you look at the furniture and everything else, it's all kind of the same. Like, they'll keep all the colors matching almost in order to reduce the visual clutter, which just creates calm. And there's, you know, more simplicity, connection with nature, yada, yada. So one of the things that, especially for people going through the digital minimalism process, if you are a person that spends a lot of time in front of screens, or you watch a lot of screens, whether it's like your phone or your television or your, you know, gaming console or PC gaming or whatever you have screen-wise, there's a gap, I think, between... And it's not necessarily just for the digital minimalism sort of nerdy computer screening people, but... And I consider myself a nerd in, like, a good way. So there's like a threshold, almost like a threshold that you have to cross over to get from what I would describe minimalist to get into, like, that extreme minimalist category. And part of that is a belief thing, right? Like, one of the reasons that people scroll on their phone, get engaged in social media a lot, or they're watching shows on TV, maybe they're watching, like, home repair shows, or just, like, sci-fi movies, whatever it is, right? You're playing video games, yada, yada. There is a sense of, or, you know, watching movies, whatever. There is a sense of escaping reality and going into this, like, sort of fantasy realm, right? Like, when you're watching a movie, you're not thinking about the room that you're in. You're just thinking about the show. It's like a way of, like, sort of entering into that world. It's like an escapism thing. And because a lot of us, like, don't necessarily have windows that, like, point out at what we really would like to see, you know, like, I guess I'll use myself example. I don't have a window like that, like single pane glass window that looks out on nature. And because of that, simplicity is just like a feeling of calm and luxury. I don't have that. You know, I have, like, walls mostly, right? I mean, there's little windows, but not, you know, or normal size windows, I guess you'd say, but nothing, like, big like that. And it's almost like, in order for me to let go of those remaining things, the remaining thing, in a large part, being this, like, sort of digital escapism places, there has to be a reckoning about whether or not, you know, like, you feel like you can actually achieve what you actually want, right? Like, so if I want a house on wherever, it could be in the mountain, on the whatever, you know, but like with a glass view of nature like that, I have to ask, like, is it possible for me to really live that life? And what are the realistic steps I need to take to get there? And am I capable of that? Right? There is, like, a fear, I think, that people have about, or people may have, about not fully dealing with that stuff of, like, you know, my desire is this simplicity, luxury. But am I really, do I really believe that I'm capable of having that and doing that and, you know, experiencing that? And what's funny is, it's like people look, you know, they'll spend their time looking through these windows into, like, whether it's like, you know, these homes on Pinterest or this lifestyle that you think you, that you wish you had on a lot of like social media like that, or movies, the places that, you know, are exciting and fun, or games that take you on an adventure or whatever. It's like the not having the stuff can make it easier to actually live that dream, if that is your dream, right? Because that's part of what it is. It's like, in order to live that, you have to let go of the stuff. You have to let go of, because you can't have the clutter-free, like, zen space when you have a bunch of stuff. So, and part of the reason that you don't have the clutter-free zen space is because you spend your time and energy and effort and money and attention on buying stuff. Like, it's almost, it almost doesn't make sense. And that's why I think that there may be like an emotional thing, like a sort of an emotional threshold, emotional boundary. And perhaps this is why, like, you know, I know certain people will go through like a really like minimizing process when there's like a, either, you know, a tragedy in the family, like somebody close, or a divorce, or some significant life event where there's like a lot of loss or a strong loss in a short period of time, that that can be a sort of catalyst of letting go of more stuff, because it's more like you're letting go of the past. It's like a emotional shedding of the past and allowing yourself to move forward without the, you know, that sort of past emotional weight and all those, whatever those things brought with them. So I can see, like, it's almost easier, you know, I don't want to say easier, but certainly it would happen quicker, right? If for, or it has happened quicker with certain folks where they minimize their stuff very quickly. But again, like, going through this in a slow, in a slow way, maybe you end up meeting that same sort of emotional threshold thing. It's just, you know, it's more like it's there in the background. Like, you see step five that you're kind of dreading getting into and dreading doing, and then you keep getting further and further, and it's like, you know, you try not to think about it, but you know that it's there, and it's coming closer, you know, as you get rid of the more of the stuff. But what does happen is you end up having a lot more sort of confidence over time. Like, doing this thing slowly over time, you build up the skill set necessary to get rid of more things. It's like a snowball effect. So what, by the time you meet this threshold thing, emotional thing, the idea, I think, is that you'll be capable emotionally of stepping over that boundary in order to, like, fully let go and believe that, you know, and step into, like, this new sort of simpler, less stressful life, ideally, or more real life, where you're dealing with things and you're not overwhelmed with information, entertainment, and stuff. So that's interesting to me. I don't see a whole lot of, I don't know, I should probably watch. I know there's some YouTube videos that people have made about this specific thing, or talking about, like, minimalism and fear. Because I'm fascinated by that at this point, because I can see that that is, like, a thing, right? The more and more and more I sort of let go of the stuff, it's like my thing has been, my fifth step has really been a lot of the technology. So it's, like, slowly been, you know, eliminating internet, eliminating distractions, and limiting the input. So, you know, you can start to evaluate even more and more. But there still is areas. Like, I still watch movies, you know. I still will play a game from time to time. But it's that, it's going back to the initial point, it's the, I have to constantly reevaluate, and be really careful with new stuff. Because it could just even be something that you want to learn. Like, this isn't like just like entertainment or whatever. It's just like, maybe there's something like new hobby that you want to take up, right? And there's nothing wrong with taking up a new hobby, but are you truly willing and able to spend the time? Do you have you created the space and the time for yourself to actually service that hobby? Right? Like, if I want to learn an instrument, I could, like, I have to be realistic about this kind of thing, you know? Because what I don't want is starting something and it kind of fizzles out because I wasn't serious about it. Because if that happens enough with enough different areas of your life, you can end up, you know, being someone who's maybe missed opportunities and isn't necessarily where you want to be. So it's a, yeah, it's really interesting to me personally. So I said in a previous episode, you know, there's a couple, there's one like social media. I'm not really big on social media, but I am on YouTube. I do have a YouTube channel, so that people can go there and they could comment if you want to make comments or whatever on these podcasts, or if you have questions, or if you have topics that you think I should speak more on. I'm also interested in potentially starting to ask some folks to be on as guests to have conversations. So in order to sort of give me feedback in that way, you can go to my YouTube channel. Someone left a really nice comment on Apple Podcasts, so I really do appreciate that. I definitely did see that. So, you know, I do appreciate folks if you leave a positive comment, especially over on the Apple podcast app for the podcast. You know, those 5-star like reviews go a long way. Just to keep me motivated to keep doing these things if you're enjoying this stuff. But if you want to interact more in terms of like you have a question or a topic that you're more interested in terms of things that I discuss in a general basis, if you go to the YouTube channel and put a comment there, then that would be a good way to have a little bit of back and forth. So someone asked how to find the YouTube channel. And so the YouTube channel is called Minimalist Tech. It's Minimalist Space Tech, T-E-C-H, just like the podcast. The problem is if you search for it on YouTube, I haven't uploaded videos very much at all. So it, like, you have to scroll, you would have to scroll extremely far to ever come across the channel. So if you do want to find it, the easiest way is like from a computer browser, or you probably do it on your phone too. But search for Minimalist Tech, but then you have to do the filter drop down and then search specifically for channels with the name Minimalist Tech. My last little video was I showed off the leather wallets that I've made as one of my new hobbies that I've taken up over the last year and a half or so. So that's how you find me on YouTube. And, you know, I think the icon currently is like a little, it's like an older iPhone. I'll have to update that at some point. But hope this was interesting as always. You know, these are just ideas to discuss. That's why I put this podcast under philosophy, because these are just interesting ideas. I don't have the answers to all these things. It's just interesting to think about these concepts and to you know, just to look into this. So it's like, okay, as I'm going through this process of becoming what I consider extreme minimalist, you know, it's interesting to me of like what comes up, what are the emotions to deal with, you know, what are just ways to just be more productive, be less stressed, be more focused, you know, not be overwhelmed, to be, to really like be more intentioned about life in general and make sure that the, you know, the time that we have, that we're using it well, because, you know, you never know. So it's been really great and interesting. And so that's just, these are just interesting topics. I'm not saying anything conclusive about any of this stuff. It's just interesting to explore. And so, yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for listening.